Okay, so today the last, Mirz Hashem, the last shir on the Sugya of Birchas Kriyas Shema, just a big picture. We're in the middle of discussing, right, from the perspective of the Birchas Kriyas Shema, right, whether the Birchas Kriyas Shema, right, require to be, right, an accompaniment with the Kiyam, the Mitzvahs Kriyas Shema. So last time we developed, you know, the Makoros, which said that you can only say the Birchos Kriyat Shema in conjunction with the Kiyam Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. Pointed out that works out well for sure within the Birchos HaMitzvah approach. We pointed out there's even a tzad within the Birchos HaShevach approach, the Kachia Takana, that the Birchos Kriyat Shema, the Birchos HaShevach, needs to be associated with the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Fine. That was yesterday. Then we started developing the second Mahalach, which is the group of Mikoros, which say that Birchos Kriyat Shema do not require a Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. It's pointed out, this works out for sure within the Birchos HaShevach approach, but even within the Birchos HaShevach approach, right, to say that you don't require the Kiyam Mitzvah, it still is going to be a sub-issue about, okay, so you don't require the Kiyam Mitzvah, but do you still require the Birchos Kriyat Shema to be recited alongside the recitation of the Parshios of Kriyat Shema? Or do you say, no, it's completely independent. You can even say the Birchos Kriyat Shema alone. So we'll trace those sub options. So again, the second mahalach that we're about to develop now right now is that you don't need the Kiyam Mitzvah, but still, even within this mahalach, there's a question about, okay, so you don't need the Kiyam Mitzvah, but you still need to have the Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside the Parshios Kriyat Shema, or they can be completely alone. So the first makor for this was the Braisa on Yudim Aviz, which established that you can say the Birchos Kriyat Shema even after Sofsman Kriyat Shema by Shacharis, right? That even though Sofsman Kriyat Shema by Shacharis is how many hours into the day?
Three.
Sofsman, right? Sofsman Kriyat Shema is Shah Gimel Kriyat Shema, but the Braisa says you can still say the Birchos Kriyat Shema afterwards. So we're clearly holding that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are not tied to the Kiyam HaMitzvah. But, so while the Braisa is clear that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are not tied to the Zman of the Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, there's a range of Shitos. So then what is the Zman of Birchos Kriyat Shema? So we know it's not Gimel Shos, but what is it? So we saw it yesterday, so there's a whole range. Right? What was the most Machmir?
4 hours.
4 hours, right? That's Paskin, right? That was Rav Haigon. And that's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That's Davka Dalad Shos. We pointed out what's the basis of that? She says, Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Zman Tefillah, right? Second option that the Zman was Chatzos. That's also Zman Tefillah according to the Chacham. And we pointed out the simple explanation of why the Zman for the Birchos Kriyat Shema would be tied to the Zman Tefillah is, what's the connection?
Smichus
Gula Tefillah. The Yisod of that, right, we know that Birchos Kriyat Shema not only accompany the Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, but they also serve in the role of Smichus Gula Tefillah. So from that perspective, it would make sense that Tzvila school tefillah is about the Birchos Kriyat Shema being serving as a hakdama to the tefillah. So therefore, it should be the zman of the brachos should be tied to the zman of the tefillah. Fine. Those are the two easier shittos to understand. There's a third shita. What's the third shita of the Rambam?
Kol Yom.
Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema Aleph Yud Gimel says that although the zman of the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema is Gimel Shos, still mevarech lefanei ulacharei kol yom. Afilo Icher Vikara Achar Shalosh Shos. You can recite the Birchos Kriyat Shema Kol Hayom. So the Rambam holds this way, and is also quoted in the name of the Balei Tosfos in the Rashba. Right, the Rashba quotes this in the name of the Balei Tosfos as a tzad, and also the Rosh quotes this as a possibility. So we have this is the Shita of the Rambam, this is the tzad in the Balei Tosfos, and this is the tzad is the day up in the Rosh. And the obvious question here is, what is the basis of Kol Hayom? Right, where does that come from? So what do you think is the Pashup Shot? David, what do you think? Why do you think it would be the simplest explanation for why the Birchos Kriyat Shema could be recited? Kol Hayom. Okay. According to the Rav, it's connected to Kriyat Shema. Yeah, but we're trying to understand what's the Shita that says that the Zman of Birchos Kriyat Shema is Kol Hayom.
Yes, but the Rav is saying that the Birchos Kriyat Shema is connected to the Tefillah.
That Rav. I apologize. Good. So that's a Chiddush. We're going to get back to that in a moment. That's a Din in Tefillah. That's a Chiddush. But say Pashup Shat without the Rav. Exactly. I would say, what? Oh. So I said the simple pshat is, and we'll get to the Rav in a second, the simple pshat in Kol Hayom is that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaShevach. Right? Independent Birchos HaShevach, and therefore, their Zman shouldn't be connected to the Zman of the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. They shouldn't be connected to the Zman of Tzvila, because they're independent Birchos HaShevach. So I'll say that's the simplest way to understand the Zman Kol Hayom, is that they're independent Birchos HaShevach, therefore have their independent Zman of Kol Hayom. That's the easiest way of explaining it. Before we get to the Rav, who offers an alternative explanation of the Zman of Kol Hayom?
Kesem
Mishnah. According to Kesem Mishnah, in short, what does it come down to? Why is the Zman of the Birchos Kriyat Shema Kol Hayom? Because the Zman of Kriyat Shema Midoraisa is Kol Hayom. So the second Malach is that the Zman of Kol Hayom is tied to the Zman of Mitzvos Kriyat Shema itself. So again, this is the position of the Kesem Mishnah. And let's point out that this sheet of the Kesem Mishnah, that the Zman of Birchos Kriyat Shema is tied to the Zman de Oraisa of Mitzvos Kriyat Shema, is predicated on three distinct assumptions. Assumption number one is that, what is the Zman Kriyat Shema de Oraisa? Kol Hayom. Why is that not Pashut? Because what does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says that the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema is Gimel Shamo. Gimel shows, right? So the chiddush number one of the Kesem Mishnah is that really that's Sozman Kriyat Shema of Gimel Shows only needs Rabbanan. But Midoraisa, the Zman Kriyat Shema is all day. We pointed out the Kes, right? That's what we discussed in a previous sugya. Again, so assumption number one is that the Zman Kriyat Shema Midoraisa is Kol Hayom, and that the Sozman Kriyat Shema of Gimel Shows is only needs Rabbanan. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that the Zman of Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema dictates the Zman of the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Right? And based on the Lashon of the Kesem Mishnah, what does it sound like, the reason for that? Why for the Kesem Mishnah is the Zman of the Brachos totally in the Zman of the Mitzvah? Sounds like the Birchos of Mitzvah. Right? He has this Lashon, there would be a Brachos of Atala otherwise. The Pashas of the Kesem Mishnah is the second assumption, that the Zman of the Brachos is totally in the Zman of the Mitzvah, because the Kesem Mishnah holds that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvos. That's assumption number two. So assumption number one, that the Zman de Oraisa for the Mitzvah is Kol Hayom. Assumption number two is that the Zman of the Brachos is totally in the Zman of the Mitzvah. But there's a third assumption. Even if you say that the Zman of the Birchos Kriyat Shema are totally in the Zman of the Mitzvah, what's the further assumption?
Well, they're running time's already over, so maybe you shouldn't say the Brachos.
Oh. The third assumption is that the Koveya is the Zman de Oraisa and not the Zman Midrabban. Right? Once the Kesem Mishnah holds that, Zman de Oraisa is Kol Hayom, but the Zman Midrabban is Gimel Shos, you could have thought that therefore the Zman for the Brachos, which are Midrabban, should be totally on the Zman Mitzvah Midrabban. The third assumption of the Kesem Mishnah is that the Koveya for the Zman, for the Birchos Kriyat Shema, is the Zman de Oraisa of the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. And don't think that the Koveya would be the Zman Midrabanan. Even though you could argue, there's a Siyag Dirabanan here. We specifically want, the Kriyat Shema to be done before, right, in time for Smichos Gulot Tzvila, right? So you could have thought, based on that siyag, we'd also say that would be koveya the zman for the brachos.
So the Kesem Mishnah is only explaining how you can say the brachos after the basic sozman kriyat shema 3 hours of the day. It would not say that you can say it early at night.
Correct. Presumably, because he holds it at the brachos mitzvah. Yeah, we'll get there. Good question. Right, this shita of the Kesem Mishnah that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvos, right? You're right. Does not work out with all the shitas of Rambam. We're going to see in a moment. We're going to quote the Rambam in the next shita. Yeah. Fine. Okay. So again, so far we have two explanations for the Zman of Kol Hayom. Explanation number one is that it's the Birchos HaShevach, therefore Zman Kol Hayom. Second explanation is the Kesem Mishnah explanation is that even though it's really Birchos HaMitzvah, but the Zman of Kol Hayom is because Midoraisa, the Zman HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema is Kol Hayom. That brings us to the Rav. What's the Rav's idea?
So the Rav's idea is the unit of Kiryat Shema and Birkas Hashemayim, and Shmoneh Esrei is one unit of Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim.
Okay, beautiful. The third Mahalach is the idea of the Rav. Says the Rav that for the Rambam, the Zman is Kol Hayom, because the Zman of Tzfilah is Kol Hayom. We'll break this down. So says the Rav, right, the Zman of Birchos Kriyat Shema are tied to the Zman of Tzfilah. What's the connection, according to the Rav, between the Zman of Tzfilah and the Birchos Kriyat Shema? Because they're both about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. So again, this is the Bichadish of the Rav. Instead of connecting Birchos Kriyat Shema to Tzfilah, based on Tzfilah's Gula Tzfilah, right, he has a different mahalak. No, the connection between Birchos Kriyat Shema and Tzfilah is this idea that Tzfilah is also about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Before I take any hands, thank you to Yisrael David. There's a riot to this idea. The Rav doesn't quote this. There's a riot to this idea. Everyone turn to Yudalit on the base. Or the Gemara on Yudalit on the base, going up to the Tetzav of Amin Aleph, again, connects Tzfilah to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's the bottom line of Yudalit on the base. Yisrael David, you have it? So, see the bottom line after the two dots for Amar of Yochanan.
The Amar of Yochanan harutz she kabbalah lav olma b'shamayim shleima yifane v'yitol yado v'yaniach tefillin v'yikur kriyashma v'yispalach.
So right, exactly. So the Gemara includes not only right kriyashma, but also includes tefillin. Again, that part is clear because tefillin contain the kriyashma, but also v'yispalach. That's all part of Kabbalah's olma b'shamayim. So again, it's a good, nice riot to the Rav that there's this connection between davening and Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. What's the svara? In what way is tzfila connected to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim? Exactly, by davening to a higher being, you're admitting that you're mamin b'Hashem. If you weren't a mamin b'Hashem, you weren't Kabbal Ol Malchus Shamayim, there'd be no point of davening to Hashem. So says the Rav, the connection, right, the kovei of Kol Hayom is that the Zman Tzfilah is Kol Hayom, gets that detail in a moment, and the connection between Birchos Kriyat Shema and Tzfilah is because they're both about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The question is, wait a second, how is Zman Tzfilah Kol Hayom? Zman Tzfilah is either until Dalet Shavuos or until Chatzos. So how does the Rav explain? What about Tzfilah is Kol Hayom? Either Tzfilah is Mincha or the Tashlumim for Shacharis. These are big chidushim, right? That the zman tefila, which allows you to have birchos kriyat shema all day, is either the zman tefilas mincha, right? So again, the zman mincha is going to extend the zman birchos kriyat shema all day, or the tashlumim for shacharis. Again, the Rav needs to come on to that because again, if you're explaining the connection between tefila and birchos kriyat shema based on smichas gula tefila, right? Then you couldn't get past Chatzos, really, right? So the Rav Lashitasa to trying to get past Chatzos really comes on to this broader tefillah connection, and therefore is able to say, either because of the Tashlumim or because of the Mincha. So broadly speaking, the Zman of tefillah is Kol Hayom, and therefore he says that could be Pshat. So in short, and I'll take all the questions in a moment, three different explanations for right, the Zman of Kol Hayom, either because Birchas HaShavach are independent, or because, it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Mitzvah D'Oraisa Kriyashma is Kol Hayom, or this idea of the Rav that's tied to Zman Tefillah, which is Kol Hayom. Yeah. Ephraim, and then Zach.
What would the Rav say about the time between
Chatzos
and the
Kodol? If it's Tzalei Zman Mencha? Yeah. That's a good question.
Can Tashlumi be done in that window?
I don't think so, because Tashlumi can only be done alongside right. Mencha. That's a good question. I'm not sure. That might be. It's more of a kasha. Yeah, that sounds like a kasha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That
Smichas Gula
Tefillah is separate from this Sisa, or
that is. Of the Rav? I don't think the Rav is coming on to Smichas Gula Tefillah, because then you wouldn't be able to get. I mean, if you take Smichas Gula Tefillah, is a good explanation for the Dalet Shavuos and Chatzos. I think the Pashup Shot there. I mean, why? Right, why does Rav Haigon, right? Why do they connect the Zman of Birchos Kriyat Shema to the Zman of Tefillah Shacharis? What's the connection between Birchos Kriyat Shema and Shacharis? The answer is, Smichas Gula Tefillah, because Birchos Kriyat Shema are about, right, serving as a Hakdama to the Amida, so therefore it would make sense for the Zman of the Amida of Shacharis to dictate the Zman of the Birchos Kriyat Shema. But I don't know the Rav's definitely not saying that. Zach.
I had the same question.
Oh.
Not
Yeah, he says the order.
No, yes, but yeah. Also...
Additionally, yeah?
Yeah. After Mincha, if you haven't said Kriyat Shema, if you can do it next to...
One more time. If you already daven
mincha,
yes,
and you haven't said
yes. I think he's saying that once the zman is kol hayom, so that would dictate that the zman of berachos kashrut. I think. Good. Yeah.
So we assume that you can do tashlum for mincha after marv.
So
like,
ooh, what?
Can you do tashlum for mincha after marv?
No. Okay, so now let's get back to the bigger picture, right? The bigger picture, we took a little tangent, because once you mentioned the Braisa on Yonah Beis, but big picture, we're looking for Mekoros, which dictate that the Birchos Kriyat Shema can be recited disconnected from the Kiyam HaMetzvah. So again, Raya number one was the was that Braisa on Yonah Beis, right? That you can say the Birchos Kriyat Shema after Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, right? Once we had the Braisa, we went a little tangent to that, so then what is the Sof Zman for Birchos Kriyat Shema. Now let's get back to other Mekoros, which clearly hold to this idea that you can have Birchos Kriyat Shema separated from the Kiyam HaMetzvah. That brings us to the next Gemara. What's the other Gemara which is connected to this? What? Exactly. The Gemara on Yud Aleph on Beis. So let's go to the Memuna. Right? This is a Gemara, right? A unique situation about how Kriyat Shema was performed by the Kohanim in the Mikdash. So again, right? Unfortunately, not Tzolach Lamaisa, but some of the Yisodos coming out of that Gemara are going to reflect on the Dinim at play. David, would you mind? It's not Hassan? Fine. Ooh, these Israelis can read fast. Good. Right, so the Mishnah says, right, so the Memuna, right, the Skan says to the Kohanim, right, say one bracha, and right, it's clear, say one of the, which brachas are referring to? One of the Birchos Kriyat Shema. He's like, say one of the Birchos Kriyat Shema, Gemara will get to the details. They did it, but then before, this is important, right after they say that Birchos Kriyat Shema, do they say Shema right away? No. What do they say in between? Aseres Dibros. That's very important. They say the Aseres Dibros, then, and only then, do they say the three parshios of Shema, and then Emes V'yatziv, and then other brachos? Oh. And so then, skip a little bit, and the Gemara asks, so what is that one bracha? See, towards the end of the skinny line, says, Hachi Amar Shmuel. So one shita is that the one bracha that they said was Ava Rabba. The other shita is that it's Yotzer Or. So, yeah, let's read a little bit more. Right, so again, right, the Reish Lakish, we'll call it, didn't say beferish that they said Yotzer Or. It just came out of his statement, right, he said about this Mishnah, Shema Minah, or Zos Ameris, that the brachos are not ma'akvos each other. Says the Gemara, why is that a proof?
Yeah.
So if you say that they said Yotzer Or, that they omitted, right, they didn't say Avarabah, even though the Zman was a problem, then you have a Raya that, oh look, even though there was a Zman for both of them, you said one out of two, it's not Ma'akit. But, this is more important for us.
Well,
it wasn't the Zman, so you can't be Ma'akiv if it's not the Zman. But then, V'chimata. Maybe that was the case. And the Gemara of the Maskana says that that's really the Pshat, right? The Pshat is that really they only said Avaraba because it wasn't yet Zman, this is very important. And they repeated Yotzer Or when the Zman came. So, what emerges from this Gemara, there are three rayos, right? There are a couple of rayos that, from this Gemara, that you can say the Birchos Kriyat Shema disconnected from the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. Can you tell me that? What's the clearest raya from this Gemara?
I think the first one was the Rav said about the Aseres Dibros.
Exactly. Number one is that you have a hefsek between the Birchos Kriyat Shema, or between the Birchas Kriyat Shema and the Shema. So indication number one is that they don't need to be connected, is the hefsek of the Aseres Dibros. Good. What's the other?
You don't need to say the
prophecy. Okay, but even stronger than that?
When you said both the brachos, even though you said one of them later on, it was still considered as if...
That's the key. When did you say Yotzer Or? He said Yotzer Or later on, alone. So that's probably the clear, the biggest riot from the Gemara is that you're saying Yotzer Or way after saying Shema. That's the
that's way after Shema.
Okay. No, because after Zman. They said Shema before the Zman. They only said Yotzer Or later after the Zman came. So there was a clear separation.
Wait,
so that
we know it's after this month that
Yotzer Or is during.
They said Shema before this man, and they say that's the Gemara says, right?
Rashi.
Hi delo, exactly, the Rashi. Hi delo Amri Yotzer Or Mishim delo Mata Zman Yotzer. The Zman Kriyashma and Yotzer Or hasn't yet come. V'chi Mata Zman Yotzer Or Havi Amri. So it's clearly they're saying Yotzer Or independently right after the Zman comes. So again. So riot number one, that there's a disconnect, is the Hepsik Asar Zibros. Riot number two is that the Yotzer Or is being said right later. And riot number three, is this is what Rashi says, right? Rashi points out that when is Kriya Shema being said?
Before Zman.
Before Zman. Right? So you're clearly, even the one bracha that you're saying, right, which is said alongside Shema, but that's not the Kima Mitzvah Shema, because it's called the Mazman. So from all of these riots, right, it comes out, right, that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are not being connected to the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. So again, right number one is the Hefsek of Aseres HaDibros. Right number two is Yotzer Or being said completely independently. Right number three is that even the Bracha that's said alongside the Shema is not alongside the Kiyam Mitzvah Shema because it's called the Mazman. Right? So all three of these, you know, parts of the Gemara prove that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are not connected to the Kiyam Mitzvah Shema. Yeah, Fran.
So we already know that you could say the brachos afterwards. So the second point about Yotzer Or is that it's dafka only.
But yeah, so the bigger, we'll get to that soon. Even within the second mahalach, that the Birchos Kriya Shema don't require the Kiyam Mitzvah of Shema, there's still an open question. Do you still need to recite the, exactly, you still need the Kriyas Parshios next to the exactly. So this we'll see. The Rashi is going to bring the raya of the Yotzer Or that not only are you disconnecting it from the Kiyama Mitzvah, but it's disconnected from any kriya of Kriya Shema because being said completely independently. Okay, that's why that's a very important point. So again from the Gemaras, you have the Braisa on Yudim Beis, and then you have the Braisa on Yud Aleph Beis regarding the Mimun. Now let's go to the Rishon. Again, so the first Rishon, who clearly says that you don't require that the Birchos Kriyat Shema can be disconnected from the Kiyama Mitzvah, is Rashi and Daf Beis, right? Again, the gift that keeps on giving, right? That Rashi and Daf Beis, right? Before we quoted it from the perspective of the Mitzvah, not from the perspective of the Birchos Kriyat Shema, right? Clearly, you're saying Birchos Kriyat Shema, called them as Ma, right? Before Tzeisa Kachavim, right? So you're clearly saying the Birchos Kriyat Shema during Maariv without a Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema because you're saying Kriyat Shema before the Zman of Tzeis. But from Rashi, do you have a Raya that the Birchos Kriyat Shema can be recited completely independently from Shema?
No.
Not necessarily. Because even though there's no Kiyam Mitzvah, but you're still saying it surrounded by the Parshios of Shema. So it's very important to note that even though Rashi clearly holds the Birchos Kriyat Shema don't require the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, you don't know that they can be done completely independently because for Rashi's case, they're at least being said alongside the Parshios of Shema. So that's Rashi and Dav Bezim Nalav. Who is the Rishon who takes Rashi even one step further to say that they're completely independent? This is the Shuvah Zarashma, right? So the Shuvah Zarashma, again, and this is in Chelek Aleph, there are two Shuvos. The one I had you saw this morning is Mem Zayin, but there's also Samach Tes. Right? Both Mem Zayin, right? Aleph Mem Zayin. And Aleph Samach Tes, in both cases, the Rashba takes this one step further. When he's defending Rashi, right? Anyone? You have the Boz? You have the Shuvah Zarashma there?
Yeah.
Right? The question is, right, trying to defend Rashi, how can Rashi hold of saying Birchos Kriyat Shema at early Maariv? He defends that right after he quotes Rashi. He says, Umasha Tamasa. Yeah, Umasha Tamasa in Cain. And that which you asked in Cain. Right, right, because the birchas kriyat shema are not birchas of mitzvos.
Right,
then you'd have to say the nusach of a birchas of mitzvah, which doesn't apply here. Ella. So they're rather independent. What does that mean? They're independent, i.e., they are what type of bracha? Birchas ha shavach. Therefore, it's a birchas shavach. Oh, shetiknu. Right, it's a birchas shavach, which was mitukan to be right tiknu to be surrounding kriyat shema. Fine, one more line of the ficha. So now we take one jump further. Mishakara kriyat shema below birchas shavach. If you said kriyat shema without the brachos, says the Rashba, once they are birchas hashavach, you can say them completely independently. Therefore, if you're already yotze the mitzvah, and all you're missing is the birchas kriyat shema, you can say the birchas kriyat shema alone. And the raya that the Rashba brings us from the Gemara and Yud Beis that we just had from the Memuna says, the fact that they said the yotzer or later, that proves that you can say the birchas kriyat shema completely independently. And the Rashba and Samach Tes brings another Gemara, the Gemara and Yud Gimel and Beis, as a raya that birchas kriyat shema come completely independently, and to the raya from the Chozer v'Gomra. Remember, what's the context of the Chozer v'Gomra? As Rabbi Yehuda Anasi originally said the Shema during Shir, and then according to one Shita, you're a Chozer v'Gomra afterwards. The Rashba interestingly assumes that what does the Chozer v'Gomra mean? You only make up the what? The brachos. He says, you have a raya from the Shita, the Chozer v'Gomra, that the brachos kriyat Shema can be said alone. Why is that not such a strong raya, Adir? It could very well be that he just said all three parts, right? Chozer v'Gomra is tuk. He only said the first pasuk during the Shir. So Chozer v'Gomra b'pashas is that he said all three partials and Birchos Kriyat Shema. So again, so the raya from Yud Beis, from Yalav from Beis to Yud Beis and Yalav by Yotzer Or is a better raya. The raya from Chozer v'Gomra has a major assumption that it's predicated on. Fine.
The word Gomra also means
like, yeah, unless you say it's like the unit of the Kriyat Shema of Birchos, but yeah. What?
But he's saying it's
separate. Yeah. Again, he did admit that L'chatchila is supposed to come together, but yeah. But that's the Rashba. Again, it's important. I should give it to you. But the Rashba, that's the Rashba in Samach, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach Tes, again, brings the Raya from Yigim Olbez, just assuming that Chozer v'Gomra is the Birchos Kriyat Shema Olah. Yeah.
Even the Gemara Yud Aleph on the base, you could say that when he's repeating it again, because he wasn't Yosef Kriyat Shema, when he's saying it again with the brachos, he's saying it with.
You could, and I guess Rishonim who hold that way probably will say that, but that's probably not the pashtus, right? Again, if you're trying to figure out what's a stronger raya, the Chozer v'Gomer raya, or here, from the Lashon, just when it says v'chimata zman yotzer or havu amri, it sounds like it's that alone. But you're right, you can stick in there too. Fine. So in terms of Rishonim, so far we have Rashi and the Rashba, again saying that you don't require the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Now let's get to a couple more Rishonim. The Rambam. Right? Where does the Rambam say that you write that the Birchos Kriyat Shema do not require the Kiyam HaMitzvah? Pinchas? Which comment of the Rambam makes it clear that you can say the Birchos Kriyat Shema even if you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema? On Friday night. Yeah. Right? Again, Hilchos Tfila Paragimel Halacha Zayin. Anyone have the Rambam there? Again, Hilchos Tfila Paragimel Halacha Zayin. He says, V'yeshlo L'spal Tfilas Arvish Shalaili Shabbos.
V'yeshlo L'spal Tfilas Arvish Shalaili Shabbos. V'ar Shabbos Kodim Shetesh Gacham. V'chein Yisrael Arvish Al Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos V'yishet Tfilas Arvish Rishos.
Right, so again, the Rambam here, again, Hilchos Tfila, Gimel Zayin, clearly says that you can daven Marv in certain circumstances early, before the Zman of Tzis, but, right, it's clear the Rambam doesn't think that he has an earlier Zman than Tzis, because he says, but you're going to have to repeat Shema for the mitzvah after Tzis. So what emerges from this Rambam is that he's clearly saying that, yeah, you can daven Maariv fully, Birchos Kriyat Shema included, before the Zman of Kriyat Shema. And as long as you repeat your Kriyat Shema later, you're going to be good to go. So the Lecha Mishnah, again later on in Hilchos Tefillah, Zayin Yudches, asks this question and says, basically, wait a second, how can the Rambam allow you to say Birchos Kriyat Shema before the Zman of Kriyat Shema? Isn't that a Brachah Levatala? So what does the Lecha Mishnah say? Must be the Rambam agrees with the Rashba that they are Birchos HaShevach, and therefore, since they're Birchos HaShevach, they don't require the Kiyam HaMitzvah, and that's why the Rambam allows you to daven Maariv early on Friday night and Motzei Shabbos.
So there's no indication of whether he would say further with the Rashba.
To do it alone, yeah. Correct. Right? And again, I was talking with Pinchas, like, I don't even think the Lecha Mishnah is saying that. But that's Rambam. There's no Raya that the Rambam goes as far as the Rashba to say that you can say the Birchos Kriyat Shema alone. Because again, all you have in the Rambam is that you can say during early Maariv, when you're davening early Maariv, you're saying Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside the Kriyat Shema. So again, I would group the Rambam, like Rashi, that it's independent, but you still need to recite the Kriyat Shema alongside, but you don't need the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Yeah, Ephraim.
Is this all in either the Krishma or Shachris or Arvis?
It happens to be that Rashi, Rambam, and the Rashba were talking about Arvis. Happens to be. But again, remember, by Shachris, it's even more, meaning you see this even more from the Brisa itself. The Brisa itself says that you can do the Birchos Kriyat Shema after the Zman HaMitzvah. So again, that's
what? Well,
that too. Exactly. Yeah, correct. That's also by Shachris. So it's funny. Both Gemaras are by Shachris. The Rishonim are by Arvis. That happens to come out. I wasn't planning on doing this, but the Pinchas actually has an excellent question on this Rambam. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Gimel Zayin says that, right, after Tzeis, what's the only thing that you have to repeat?
Shema.
Shema itself. Without the brachos. Why is that problematic, Pinchas? Which Rambam does that seem to be?
Rambam by basically where he says, if you suffer Kriya Shema, you read it with the brachos.
Exactly, right? It's very good kasha. Rambam Hilchos Kriya Shema Beis Yud Gimel. Remember, in the case where you suffik kara shema, suffik lo kara shema, he says there, not only do you have to repeat the shema, but you also have to repeat the Birchos Kriya Shema. And everyone asks, why? So the Chuvah Sarashpa answers, the Rav develops. Must be that the Takana is that whenever you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you should do the Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside, because they're one Takana, by this idea of saying the Birchos Kriyat Shema to really highlight the themes of Shema. So whenever you're repeating Shema, you should have the Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside. Ask Pinchas, the Rambam here, in Hilchos Tefillah Gimel Zayin, says you're only repeating Shema after Tzeis. Rambam Lashitaso should require to say not only the Shema, but also the Birchos Kriyat Shema.
Well, there you never said Shema. So I need to say everything. Suffolk.
There's another chilek. What's different about this case? What did you already do?
You
already said the Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside Kriyat Shema. So it's very important. So the potential chilek, I think, is to say that even according to that yisod, that you're supposed to couple, right, the Birchos Kriyat Shema with the Kriyat Shema. So, Bepashas, that meant along with the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. But what comes out of this Rambam, is that maybe it suffices, since already at Maariv, you did the Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside the Shema. So even though that Shema during Maariv didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but still in the end of the day, you established that the themes of Shema are highlighted by the themes of the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So it could be that once you do that, so then, right, once you establish that, once you develop, right, you extrapolated that the themes of Shema are all these are themes of Birchos Kriyat Shema, so it could be that V'chiyai Gavna, when you have to repeat the Shema itself later, you don't have to repeat the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So that's just an important yisod, because it sounds like from that other Rambam and the way that Chuvas or Vashva and the Rav explain is that whenever you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you always need to say Birchos Kriyat Shema as well. According to this Rambam, we have to temper that a little bit, that it's not necessarily true that anytime you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you need the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Is that for sure you need to at least once have highlighted the themes of Shema with the Birchos Kriyat Shema. And that's what comes out of that. That's why this, in this case, where you already did the Berachos Kriyat Shema alongside the Shema, that's why it might be different. That's an important. Yeah, no. Again, explain.
Because Al Yavarad said, according to the Passover Mishnah, that the Berachos Mitzvah has it fit in with the Rambam
okay.
Arab Shabbos.
Yeah.
You could say that that Arab Shabbos, you said the Berachos alongside a Kriyat Shema, even though
it wasn't Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema, though. You know, once you take the Birchas HaMitzvah approach to Birchas Kriyat Shema, you should really require a Kiyama Mitzvah. Because what's the value of making a Birchas HaMitzvah disconnected from a Kiyama Mitzvah? So I still think that question is still at large. Yeah.
According to that, so the Rambam is not like the Rashba. The Birchas needs to come with the
Kriyat Shema. Yeah, as we said before. Meaning, the Rambam is more like Rashi. Yeah, but again, the only time you're going to explain why it goes on everything, including the Dirabanan, if
there's a suffix, when there's a suffix, so the din of Sfek Dorait Lechuma is under the thing, and his brachas, and its brachas.
But remember, the Rambam doesn't generally say that about Birchas HaMitzvos. The Rambam generally about Birchas HaMitzvos says if it's a suffix by a mitzvah d'oraisa, you only do the mitzvah, but you don't do the Birchas HaMitzvah.
No, if you don't have the suffix on the brachas. If you have the suffix also on the brachas, you need to repeat also the brachas.
No, the Rambam in Hilchos Milah, Hilchos Sukkah, says generally by Birchas HaMitzvos, suffix, whether you did the mitzvah, suffix, whether you said...
Because there is a mitzvah of the mitzvah. I mean, there you have a suffix of the brachas, and you have... There, if you have a suffix on the brachas, we don't need to repeat the brachas. If you have a suffix, if you made the mitzvah itself.
Yeah, the Rambam by other mitzvahs says, suffix mitzvah d'oraisa, you're machmir to repeat the mitzvah, but not the birchas mitzvah. Birchas Kriyat Shema is shiny, is different. That's why you still need the yisod, the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Rav, that there's some fundamental connection between the birchas Kriyat Shema and the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. We're just saying it doesn't go as far as you might have said, right? Based on the Tshuvas HaRashba, you might say, anytime you say you do the mitzvah Kriyat Shema, you need the birchas Seah. You see from this Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, but that's not necessarily the case. Fine, good. Let's go for couple more Rishonim who say this idea that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are independent from the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. Next up is the Meiri. Fascinating Meiri. This is Meiri on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We did this on the visiting day shiur, but I just wanted you guys to see it inside. You have the Meiri Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Yer Maschel V'Hare. Yer Maschel V'Hare. So you get like halfway through, it says,
This is v'chein b'shniya nemar. Yeah, from there. V'chein b'shniya nemar she'in ha'shma ma'akev Avum Varchan, Shane Brachos, Ella Bedin, Shar Brachos, and Mitzvah, Shomar Shak Shannon, who sold his son of Hulay, Shim Lokiam, as a Mitzvah, Te Abrachal of Atala. Ella Brachos Elo, Ikaran La Atman, Nitkino, Rishona Limcio Sayom, Vaor, Vashnia, Lichi of Torah. Ella.
Right, so again, so what did he basically say? So whenever you have a case, where you can only do the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Either some, I don't know who falls in this category. You didn't learn Shema when you were younger, but your parents taught you Birchos Kriyat Shema. Okay, right, so someone knows Birchos Kriyat Shema by heart, doesn't know Shema by heart. Or you don't know anything, right? And whatever, the page of Shema is ripped out of the Siddur, and you only have the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Whatever the Hechatims, right? As we know, the Hechatims doesn't really matter. It's the conceptual, you're not Yisodos, right? The Yisod of the Meiri is, if there's ever a situation where you can only say the Birchos Kriyat Shema, and you're not going to say the Shema, you go ahead with it. Why? Because it's a Birchas HaShevach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And again, this is more like the Rashi or more like the Rashba?
Rashi.
More like the Rashba, right? That is completely independent. Because of Birchas HaShevach, you can end up saying the Birchas Kriyat Shema alone, even if you're not saying the Shema at all. So again, so the Meiri is like the Rashba, right? That it's completely independent, while Rashi and the Rambam said they're not completely independent. You don't need the Kiyama Mitzvah, but you at least need to recite it alongside the Shema. Fine. But there's another comment. And he says, Ela Shmei Acher Shetiknu.
Yisodam Lefish.
Lifnei Shema.
Lifnei Shema.
Right, even though they're independent, but L'chatchila, you're supposed to do it around Shema. And therefore, when you say the Birchos HaShavach, generally, right, Birchos Kriya Shema, you don't require a separate Birchos HaMitzvah, is the key of it. Sivan L'Kriya Shema. Mikol Makom.
Makom Mishi Ayyado Brachos V'Yada Ezra Shema Mvarech Lifnei Kriyasa Shekishan V'Chulei L'Kriya Shema. So
but in the more common case where you only know Shema and you don't know all the Brachos, what should you do?
You say the Bracha that you do know.
Exactly. Everyone can come up with the Shekishan V'Chulei L'Kriya Shema. So the Miri has this fascinating construct where really, Birchos Kriya Shema or Birchos HaShavach, they really can be said alone. But yet, in a case where you don't say the Birchos Kriya Shema, you have to make a Birchos HaMitzvah on the Shema. Yeah. So the question, the major question on the Miri is, wait a second. If you have to make a Birchos HaMitzvah before doing Shema, so then where's the Birchos HaMitzvah in the typical case of Birchos Kriya Shema, because according to the Meiri, Birchos Kriya Shema or Birchos HaShavach. So where did the Chiyuv of Birchos HaMitzvah go? So one way of understanding this is the Rav's Chiddush that we had a couple days ago. The Rav's Chiddush is that what?
That if you have a mitzvah in context of Birchos, you don't need a Birchos.
Exactly. So the one way to explain this is that the Rav's Yisod is that if you have a mitzvah performed in the context of Birchos, there is no Chiyuv of a Birchos HaMitzvah in that case. So that would apply here. Since the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is generally recited in the context of the Birchos HaShavach, the Meila, there's no chiyuv of Birchos HaMitzvah. That's one way to understand it.
Why can't I explain that there is a mitzvah and doesn't know how to say it?
What?
We said that he doesn't remember.
But in the case where you have a mitzvah, but you're not surrounding it by the Birchos HaShavach, so the Meila, you know, the chiyuv to make a Birchos HaMitzvah is going to come around. But I want to add, there's another way of explaining it. The other way of explaining it, it's going to connect, it's going to be a good segue to our next sugya, is a big chiddush also, is that maybe the Birchas HaShevach is what? Not also, but is poter, your chiyuv of Birchas HaMitzvah. The other way of saying it is that, yes, there is, meaning against the Rav, maybe there is a chiyuv, there's always a chiyuv of Birchas HaMitzvah, but perhaps the Birchas HaShevach is poter the chiyuv of Birchas HaMitzvah. Where else did we find such a thing? Exactly, for the Ramban. Right, the Ramban is that's the parallel opposite, right? Where, for the Ramban, Av Rabba, which is a Birchas HaMitzvah, right, can be poter your chiyuv Birchas HaTorah, even though for the Ramban, what are Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaShevach. Right? So again, you have this fascinating concept, right, in both directions, where sometimes a Birchas HaMitzvah can be poter a Birchas HaShevach, and sometimes a Birchas HaShevach can be poter a Birchas HaMitzvah. We'll get to this when we get to the Birchas HaTorah Sugya, but in order to see this idea that a Birchas HaShevach can be poter a Birchas HaMitzvah, and a Birchas HaMitzvah can be poter a Birchas HaShevach, you're obviously assuming that a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaShevach are related. Right? Again, we'll get to this soon. The different perspective is on a Birchas HaMitzvah. Is a Birchas HaMitzvah more like a Birchas HaShavach? You're basically being Meshabeach Hashem for giving us mitzvos? Or is a Birchas HaMitzvah more like a Birchas HaNenen? More like a Matir? It's a famous Rambam we'll get to. So again, these, the Meiri and the Ramban, who are saying that you have a Birchas HaShavach being poter, a Birchas HaMitzvah, and a Birchas HaMitzvah being poter HaShavach, right? Are obviously saying that a Birchas HaMitzvah is more in line with a Birchas HaShavach then, right, then a Birchas HaMitzvah is closer to a Birchas HaNenen, right? We'll pass it. Okay. Oh, fine. So, okay, that was my ear. An old chavrusa of mine, so everyone should stand. So after the Meiri, two more Makoros for this idea that the Birchos Kriya Shema can be disconnected from the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriya Shema is Rabbeinu Yonah. Everyone turns to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Aleph, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph B'Dapei Ariv. And you see that Rabbeinu Yonah is also going to hold this yisod that the Birchos Kriyat Shema is not really tied to the Kiyam Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. So again, also another addition, it's, you know, Taf Beis. The beginning of the paragraph is Elakachu Inyan. Right? And do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So again, Rabbeinu Yonah here is discussing, like all the Rishonim, this issue of davening Ma'ariv early. So let's see how the Rabbeinu Yonah deals with the issue of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Oh, right there, right? So even though he just said that you're not obviously being Yotzei Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, because it's too early, you're still being Yotzei your Chiyuv of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Fine. Right, stop there for now. Again, we've seen this Rabbeinu Yonah, right? This Rabbeinu Yonah seems to hold it two parshas with Daraisa. But again, it's clear from Rabbeinu Yonah that we yotze the Birchos Kriyat Shema early, even though there wasn't yet Zman Kriyat Shema. And you're not repeating the Birchos Kriyat Shema later. Skip a little bit. Also, other, you know, additions is about Dain Yesh Lishol. So later on, do you see it? All right, so now the Rabbeinu Yonah is going to ask, why were you able to be Mekayim, the Chiv of the Birchos Kriyat Shema, before the Zman of Mitzvos Kriyat Shema? So let's see how he asks it and answers it. Very important. So how does he ask the question? Since it's not the Zman Kriyat Shema, right? So how can you fulfill the chiyuv of the brachos? But again, you'll see from even from the question, even from the answer, the focus is in eino laila the inyan Kriyat Shema. He's not really bothered by the how can you be mekayim the birchos Kriyat Shema without the mitzvos Kriyat Shema as much as, wait a second, the fact that you can't be mekayim the mitzvos Kriyat Shema is because it's not laila yet. If it's not laila yet, so then it shouldn't also be the zman of the birchos Kriyat Shema, as we'll see in the answer. Oh, so what's his answer in essence? That even though it's not Laila Le'inyan Mitzvos Kriyat Shema, it is Laila Le'inyan Tefillah, and therefore the Zman of Tefillah is Koveya, the Zman of the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So the right Rabbeinu Yonah is clearly right assuming, like the second Mahalach, that right that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are not totally on the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema. And again, he seems to be assuming that the Koveya is the Zman of Tzvila. Again, no, I'm like we said before. What's the Pash Pshat? Why would the Zman of the Birchos Kriyat Shema be totally on Zman Tzvila? Smichas Gula Tzvila. Okay. So again, you see from this Rabbeinu Yonah that again a disconnection between the Mitzvos Kriyat Shema and the Birchos Kriyat Shema, again, along the lines of the Birchos HaShevach approach to Birchos Kriyat Shema.
Is that like the Rishonos Shiurim that says based on Tefillah?
No? Yeah, related. Again, the Rav was saying it more in terms of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. Again, you can simply say because of Smichos Gula Tefillah. Last makor before we start the Birchos HaTorah Sugya is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the first day in Simen Samach Siv Beis. You have it, Ben? So again, this first daya is going to be, you'll see, like the Rashba and the Meiri, that the Birchos Kriyat Shema could be completely independent from Kriyat Shema. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the first daya, right? If you're Yotzei Kriyat Shema, right, without the Brachos, and then later on you want to be Yotzei the Brachos, you can say the Birchos Kriyat Shema without repeating Shema itself. So this first daya of the Shulchan Aruch is the Rashba and Meiri version that the Birchos Kriyat Shema and Birchos HaShevach are so independent, you don't even need to recite them alongside Shema. Okay? Ad Kan is the Sugya of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Let's at least start the next Sugya of Birchos HaTorah. Oh. So let everyone turn to the Gemara and Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So again, So it's a good segue to go from the sugya of Birchos Kriyat Shema to the sugya of Birchos HaTorah. Because just like the big issue when it came to Birchos Kriyat Shema is what type of bracha are the Birchos Kriyat Shema, that is also the big issue when it comes to Birchos HaTorah. What type of bracha, what sug of bracha do the Birchos HaTorah fall under? And we're going to see the sugya of Birchos HaTorah is an even bigger range than there is by Birchos Kriyat Shema. Birchos Kriyat Shema, there is either Shevach, Birchos HaShevach, or Birchos HaMitzvah. We'll see Birchos HaTorah has an even larger range of what type of bracha it is. But at least let's just start off with the Gemara itself and Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Yossi? Meir, sorry. Okay. Can you start us off with Amr of Yehuda? After the two dots? Chaval of Manalov. So again, the sug is also on Yudalov and Beis, but really, sug and Chaval of Manalov is really the starting point because that's really the makor and everything. Do you see it? Yeah. No. The one before that. Yeah. Yeah. The Birchas Hamazon. Okay, so two members of Rabbi Yehuda. One of them is about Birchos HaMazon, and the next one is more nogea to us, is the member about Birchos HaTorah. So there are three indications from this Gemara that the mit, that the chiyuv of Birchos HaTorah is de'oraisa. What are the two explicit indications from the member itself? Right, it says Shehimin HaTorah, and then it brings a pasuk. So again, the fact, right, when Rebuta says Beferish, right, Minay LeBirchas Torah LeFaneh Min HaTorah. So again, that's indication number one that it's Min HaTorah. Then it brings a pasuk, which Bepashus means is a drasha gemura that it is Do'oraisa. What's another indication, just from the?
It associates it with Birchos HaMazon.
Excellent. The third indication is that there's an association between Birchos HaMazon, which is clearly Doraisa. Everyone holds that Birchos HaMazon is a bracha Doraisa. So again, the juxtaposition between the makor for Birchos HaMazon with the makor for Birchos HaTorah, again, clearly seems to project the chiyuv of Birchos HaTorah as a chiyuv Doraisa. That being said, there are going to be some mefarshim who say that Birchos HaTorah is only Drabbanan. This is going to say it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. But that being said, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, it says Min HaTorah, it brings a Pasuk, it connects it to Birchos HaMazon, all seems to point in the direction that Birchos HaTorah is a Chiyuv De'oraisa. Fine. But what the Gemara doesn't explicitly address is what's the nature of Birchos HaTorah. What type of Bracha is Birchos HaTorah? If I were to ask you, just based on the Gemara alone, Benny, what impression do you get?
The comparison to benching suggests that it's whatever benching is.
Okay, and what do you think benching would be?
Well, it's not a Birchos HaNa'im because it's after.
Correct.
It's
that
a Birchos HaSheva.
Exactly. So the first mahalak in the sugya, I would say the pashup shot in the sugya, is that Birchos HaTorah is a Birchos HaShevach. And the first indications of this first mahalak, before we even get to Rishonim, is from the Gemara itself. One of them is what Benny just mentioned, but even before, right, the juxtaposition to Birchos HaMazon, what's another indication from the drasha that it's a Birchos HaShevach? What's the drasha? What's the drasha? What's the makor? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goldo Le'elokeinu. What's Havu Goldo Le'elokeinu? Let's ascribe greatness, right? Let's be Meshabeach Hashem. So the pasuk shot, if you assume that this is a drasha gemura, so the drasha, the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goldo Le'elokeinu, that's the seifa of Havu Goldo Le'elokeinu, let's offer Shevach to Hashem, seems to project Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaShevach. Oh. So that's indication number one, before we get to that drasha. Indication number two, again, is the connection between Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah, which is not just because their drushas are back-to-back, but the Gemara continues. Benny, but the Gemara has an interesting, fascinating havamina. You see Amr of Yochanan? Limanu Birchas HaTorah l'achareah.
Amr of Yochanan, Limanu Birchas HaTorah l'achareah, Amr Birchas HaMazon mikalachom. Birchas HaMazon l'fanei, Amr Birchas HaTorah mikalachom.
So it's not just, you have two members back-to-back, right? There's a havamina that you're going to derive a chiyah of Birchas HaTorah l'achareah from Birchas HaMazon, and derive a chiyuv of bracha of Birchas HaMazon lifanea from Birchas HaTorah. Oh, we'll get to the Hamshach Gemara. Just that Havamina, to derive from one to the other, and vice versa, that wouldn't make sense if they had completely different natures. Right? If one is a completely different type of bracha than the other, so what's the Havamina to extend from one to the other? So again, both from the Lashon HaKra of Havu Godol Elokeinu, number one, and the continuation of the Gemara, which has this Havamina to learn L'Acharei L'Faneh from Pirchos HaMazon to Pirchos HaMazon and vice versa, all pointing in the direction, they all have one nature of Pirchos HaShelach. Last Ha'ara I'd like to make is that once we have this drasha, right, of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. So before we're focusing on the Seifa, that Havu Godol Elokeinu is all about Shevach. But let's focus on the beginning of the pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Zach, what does Kishem Hashem Ekra literally mean? Right? Then, right? Moshe's talking. When I call out in the name of Hashem, then you guys, what in the world is the shaychus between Limud HaTorah and Kishem Hashem Ekra? By contrast, when Rashi in the spot, right, quotes the Gemara in Yuma, that the Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu, is generally a makor, that if one person says Shem Hashem with a bracha, then everyone has to answer Amen. That's literally Kishem Hashem Ekra. But what in the world is the connection between Kishem Hashem Ekra, Shem Hashem, and Torah? So what does this connect to?
The Ramban.
All right, the Ramban in the Hakdama to the Torah is a fascinating idea. Write this on the Mar Mekomo sheet. He doesn't quote the Pasuk. Do you have it? Do you mind reading, hey, Frank? Right, the entire Torah is comprised of the Shemos of Hashem. What does that mean?
Right,
just showing you how you can like mix the letters around. That, right? That in this way, if you mix the letters around, right, you have different breaks between words, the entire Torah is comprised of Shem Hashem. So says the Maharsha. The Maharsha invokes this idea. That's the pshat. How can Shem Hashem Ekra be a makor for Pirchas HaTorah? Because Shem Hashem Ekra is a description of Limud HaTorah. By learning Torah, you in essence are being korei b'Shem Hashem, because the Torah itself is comprised of the Shemos of the Kodesh Baruch. So again, so from the Seifa of the Kra, Havu Godol Elokeinu, we see Pirchas HaShevach. From the beginning of the Pasuk, you see there's a fascinating idea that Limud HaTorah can be seen as a version of Kishem Hashem Ekra. And what's the yisod of this idea? What's the yisod of the Torah being Shemos of Hashem? What?
It's not about Kabbalistic?
Not just Kabbalistic, even rational. You can say it's a beautiful idea that the name of something generally describes the
essence.
Excellent. The essence of it. I even have that word down, right? Huh. The name of something describes the essence of the matter. What does this tell us about of Limud HaTorah? That when we try to, in our, you know, ability to try to get close to understanding, have Yedias Hashem, that Limud HaTorah is a way for us to attain Yedias Hashem. And that is highlighted by the idea that the Torah itself is comprised of the Shemos Hashem, to tell us, even on a rational level, that if we're trying to get a conception of Yedias Hashem, go ahead and learn the Torah. Which connects to Yisod, this, we've been developing this idea of that the Limud HaTorah is all about a way to develop a relationship with Hashem. By getting to know Hashem better, that's this idea of Kishem Hashem Akra, of the Torah itself being comprised of Shemos Hashem. We'll pick up with the Sugya moving forward with the Rishonim, who adopt the different takes on the nature of Birchas HaTorah.